Left brain people, they want to get numbers, data. You want to fax them email. You want to give them access to your websites and store where they can get all the drawings and so on, you know, because they love that kind of stuff. They want to figure it out for themselves. They're never going to let you tell them that the battery that you got is 3 days, you know, and the battery they're using is 1 day. They want samples. They're going to run tests. They'll confirm it themselves. But you got to make them aware that they can do that. Okay, some things you can do then on page 22. Right-brain people, they love words like reliable, responsive, dependable, trustworthy, friendship. You know, they just say love hearing that kind of stuff. They love seeing pictures too. You know, like, well, here's the folks in our office. You know, let me email this over to you. You know, these are the people in our office. You know, so then you look and you see that and you say, you know, that's what she looks like or he looks like. You know, it just is a nice little touch. Right brain people like that. Do you guys have pictures? I would never have a picture of just you, however, because I don't like that. I like to have pictures of, like, you know, Mr. Grossman and the people, you know, and so you send them a picture of us, you know, that's much better, and then you can point out me, you know, I'm over here, you know, whatever, as opposed to here's my picture, because when you start getting the focus on I, you know, this is I, this is my picture. Let me stand up a little bit for, you know, this is me, like this thing here is, I think, is a little bit pompous, but, you know, for what we're doing here, I think it's appropriate, but generally, if I'm going to send customers, I'm not going to send a customer a picture of me. You know, I'd rather send them a picture of the whole gang, something like this, and that's a better thing because it takes the emphasis off of me, which I think is good. Left brain people, they want the facts and the figures, and so you got to give them that. I love taking customers to the website and showing them stuff. You know, like, can I get you to go and look at this page on our website? And then we'll go through. And I don't know if you and I did that, Susan. We might have. Didn't we? A little bit. Yeah, okay. So, but it's great. If you know, you get all the stuff. And then the customer's on. You're on a phone. And you got your whole sales pitch is right on the website. Pictures and graphics and downloadable stuff and so on is really nice to have. And today we can do that. Okay. Now we're over on page 24. So this is about being professional. We're talking cultivating relationships here. That's what we're talking about. And this means work, and it's an effort. You have to make an effort. You got to make an effort to stay awake and involved and so on. And a lot of people think you can be neutral. You can't be neutral. Either you add or you take away. There's no neutrality. So you can't just sit there and be neutral. There is no such thing as neutrality. You have to understand this. It's either adding or you take away. So if you're not, when you're on a phone call with a customer, if you're not adding, what does that mean, adding? What are we talking about here, Susan? When we talk about adding, what does that mean? How do you add?
Interacting in the conversation.
Interacting with the conversation. Contributing. Mm-hmm. How do you contribute? If you got an engineer on the phone, how would you contribute to that conversation?
Maybe specifically talk about the print itself. Or, in our situation, the part itself.
Yes.
The design, you know, the functionality.
And you can also interject some personal stuff. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk a little bit more about that, but personal stuff is like while you're looking something up. Mr. Mitchell, I'm looking up some stuff in the computer right now. Can I just tell you, I had just such a great weekend up here. So, you're not taking a second away from helping a guy. You're telling him about a weekend activity in Michigan. Or you're saying, you know, Sharon, I noticed you're from Arlington. Is that where the cemetery is? You know, okay. So you start talking about, you know, so now they're talking about, and you're making an effort. You're making an effort. That's the key, making an effort. I'm going to make an effort on this blueberry thing over here. I was just thinking about it. Does anybody else want one?
No, thank you.
All right. Please get up and help yourself if you missed your chance to get it delivered. You want to confirm your understanding. The third bullet down here, the second bullet down here, you want to make your caller's call productive. So how do you not make it productive? Well, somebody calls up and they want something, and they say, is Melissa in? And you say, no, she's not in. So you did not make the caller's call productive. You did not. Is Melissa in? No, she's not. How could you make the caller's call productive? Is Melissa in? What would you say? Could you say?
Take a message for him. Can I
get your name.
Okay, that's a little, that's low end. That's low end. Garrett, you could do better than that. Come on, give me a better one than that.
Can I help you with?
Oh, my God. What's that round of applause for Garrett over here? Yeah. May I help you? May I help you? What about saying I'm new? Does that make a caller's call productive?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Does it get them angry? Could it? I think it could.
Maybe.
It's like I'm not an engineer, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I'm new, so I can't really help you. I'm going to waste your time.
I was just walking by and it just happened. Your phone rang, yeah. So I picked it up.
Yeah. If you're in that job, all the customer cares about is that you're going to help the customer. And you can be new as can be. It doesn't matter. You can help the customer. And you can say something like, well, that's a good question. And we have people here that specialize in that. And while I think I know the answer, I'd like to take a minute and confirm that with somebody that's got a little more technical background than I do. Would it be all right if I called you back in a few minutes, or would you prefer to hang on?